要交通的题目是在基督复活的实际里带进主复兴的工作。
The topic I'm going to share is bringing in the Lord's revival in the reality of Christ's resurrection.
那这个信息有两个部分。
I have two parts of this message.
第一个部分是讲到真理的启示。
And the first is the revelation of the truth.
第二个部分讲到我们怎么做。
Second part is how do we do it in reality?
我们先一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayers.
父神，我们感谢你和你的恩典。
And then God Father, we thank you for your grace.
在这个早晨，我们能够一起到你的宝座前来敬拜赞美主。
We can worship you and then praise you in this morning, and then we come before your throne.
是的，你知道我们里面的渴慕。
You know how much we long for you.
你也知道我们的软弱和失败。
You know our weaknesses and our failures.
只有圣灵最知道我们的光景。
Only the Holy Spirit truly knows us.
是的，有许多未得之地。
And there's many places we should go to take.
所以你就带我们进去得为业。
Guide us to enter it to inherit.
那未得之地，你就赐给我们为业。
All this promised land you have given us as an inheritance.
愿你圣灵，真理的灵，带我们进入你话语的实际。
May the Spirit of Truth guide us into the reality in your words.
给我们有渴慕圣父的心。
Give us a heart to obey you and then to long for you.
愿你要做的工作在我们每个人里头。丰丰满满的成就。
May your work be abundantly complete among us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we name in the victorious name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开彼得前书第一章。
Okay. First of all, let's read the First Peter.
彼得前书一章三到四节。
Okay. Chapter 1, verse 3 to 4.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他承造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Yeshua Messiah, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again.To a living hope through the resurrection of Yeshua Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这使徒保，这彼得在他所服侍的这些弟兄姊妹的当中
，Among the brothers and sisters that Peter served,
当他走到他服侍。要走到终点的时候
，When to the end of his destination，
在弟兄姊妹当中，他写下了彼得前后书
，And he wrote First and Second Peter to the brethren，
鼓励弟兄姊妹们
，To encourage brothers and sisters，
教会在那个时候已经面临很大的困难。
Church at that time is already faced a big tribulation.
迫害已经开始。
They were persecuted.
所以这是非常宝贵的两卷书。
This is very precious two epistles.
所以彼得他这么说，他说：“我们感谢主，他的复活，今天将我们带进。”重生的实际里面。
So we have to thank Peter because he said, "We thank our God and the Father because of His resurrection. He brought us into, He begotten us again into the living hope."
这是一个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、存在天上的基业。
This is an uncorruptible, undefiled, and an unfading and a reserved in heaven for us.
我们谈到这里，我们先来谈我们得救前的光景。
Let's first talk about our condition before we were saved.
那我们再来谈我们得救后的光景。
Then talking about our circumstances after we were saved.
所以创世纪二章七节，神创造了亚当。
In the Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, God created Adam.
神就吹了一口气。
And he breathed into him.
在圣经里只有一个地方提到神怎么可以进入我们的里面。
Only this place and then talking about how God entered into us.
所以他的灵进入亚当里面，亚当就成了有灵的活人。
When he breathed in his spirit, Adam becomes a living soul.
当然从他肋旁所出来的夏娃
，Of course,
也是一样。
Yeah, so same as Eve from the side of Adam.
所以圣经称他们是有灵的活人。
So Bible call them a living soul.
可是很悲剧的一件事是，在创世纪二章和三章亚当夏娃的堕落。
Sadly, in chapter 2 and 3 in Genesis, we see Adam and Eve, they fall.
亚当夏娃的堕落，他们失掉了一切。
After they fall, they lost everything.
包含从他们所出，所有我们这些还没有得救的人，都在亚当里。
Include everyone, include us, all in Adam, we lost everything.
我们人本来有神的所赐，所有我们有神的性情。
We supposed to have who the character and who God has the character and who He is and His character in us.
他们堕落以后，这些都失掉。
After they fall, they lost all these.
还有一件同样的悲剧。
And the same tragedy is,
天跟地的联合从此断了。
The heaven and earth since then are separated.
耶和华本来在伊甸园中和亚当夏娃行走，与他们说话。
Yehovah used to walk and talk with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
在神的咒诅里面，神把他们赶出了伊甸园。
But in as a curse, they were exiled from the Garden of Eden.
天跟地的连结从此断了。
So since then, the heaven and earth are separated.
所以我们说，亚当夏娃失掉了一切。
So that's what we say, Adam and Eve, they lost everything.
从此以后，我们人跟神之间有一个很大的鸿沟。
And since then, there is a big gap between man and God.
鸿就是三点水，这个鸿沟是勾起来的，就是有一个很大的鸿沟。
It's a gigantic gap.
人和神之间从此断绝的这个关系，没有一个人能跨越这个鸿沟。
The relationship between man and God and things then are be separated, and no one can cross that gap.
所有人类的系统，包含人想出来的宗教，包含人的教育、人的哲学，跨越不了这个鸿沟。
All the human systems, including religious, the philosophy systems, you cannot cross over that gap.
我们的主耶稣他说，
The Lord Yeshua says,
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, I am the truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can go to the Father without through me.
所以今天我们在这里，我们来思念主他的死、他的复活。
So today we're here to remember our Lord, His death and His resurrection.
这个时刻特别的宝贵。
This is very precious for us.
只有主耶稣在十字架上，他那永远的赎罪祭。
Only the eternal redemption on the cross.
希伯来书十章所说的那永远的赎罪祭。
In Hebrews chapter 10, it mentioned that is the eternal redemption.
主耶稣说，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
The Lord says, I am the way, the life, and the truth.
只有在基督里
，Only in Messiah，
我们能够跨越这个鸿沟。
We can cross that gap。
所以主在十字架上的工作， 带进了我们这一群人今天我们属灵的基础。
So the work of the cross that Yeshua on the cross, it ushers us in and to the, it is the foundation for our salvation.
在约翰福音一章二十九节
in the book of John, chapter 1, verse
29. 但约翰福音一章三十三节
Okay, yep, chapter 1, verse 33.
二十九节和三十三节。
29 to 33.
所以这个地方，主耶稣的开路先锋，施洗约翰，他说了两件事情。
And here, the pioneer of the Lord, and then so is Johannan the Baptist, and then he mentioned two things.
他说出了。主耶稣他的职事，或是讲职业的职，事情的事。
He's mentioned the Lord Yeshua's ministry.
主耶稣的职事有两个部分，施洗约翰全把它讲出来了。
He has two aspects of his ministry, and Johannan mentioned both of them.
在主耶稣他开路先锋的位置上，施洗约翰说出了主耶稣两个他救赎中最重要的两件事情。
So Johannan, who is the pioneer of the Lord, he mentioned the most important ministry of the Lord.
二十九节他说是使徒约翰他说，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
And then in verse 29, it says, the next day he saw Yeshua coming towards him and declare, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这是主耶稣救赎的第一个部分。
That's the first part of his salvation.
全世界没有一个人想出来的宗教，那我们就更不用谈迷信了，或者是哲学思想，或者是任何人的系统。
No religion or philosophy in the whole world.
第一个先对付人的罪
is to deal with human sin.
我们的神他要对付的第一个就是人的罪。
Our God, the first thing he will dealt with is our sins.
约翰福音第四章，主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人，那撒玛利亚妇人代表了我们众人。
And then in the chapter 4, the conversation that Yeshua with the woman, in, the Samaritan woman, that is the conversation between he and us.
主耶稣不谈真理，不谈敬拜，第一件事情就谈你的丈夫在哪里。
He didn't ask her about religion or worship, but the first thing he asked her is, where's your husband?
只有我们耶稣基督的信仰，第一个就谈我们的罪。
If we believe our Yeshua Messiah, the first thing we have to deal with is our sins.
在神永远的心意里头，他要对付的第一件事情就是要你我跨越这个鸿沟。
In the eternal plan of God, the first thing is He wants us to cross this gap.
所以施洗约翰他说他是除免世罪的羔羊。
So Johannan the Baptist, he said the Lamb come is to take away the sins of the world.
除了罪得到赦免，我们跟神之间没有路。
If our sins are not forgiven, there's no way we can come to God.
不是做好人，行好事。
It is not we want to be a good person, do some good deeds to be saved.
神自己来解决这个罪的问题。
And He came to solve the issue of the sins.
所以主耶稣的职事第一件事情。就是跨越这个鸿沟，解决罪的问题。
So his first ministry is to lead us to cross the gap and to solve the problem of the sins.
更能感谢神，我们在这个我们在思念有关主的受难、主耶稣的复活，我们来思想这件事情。
And then praise the Lord. Let us think of this in His death on the cross and His resurrection.
所以，当我们认罪悔改，接受主耶稣做我们个人的救主。
When we repent and then accept Lord Yeshua to be our Savior.
主救赎的第一个部分，解决我们的罪案，解决我们的罪行。
So His first ministry is to let our sin be forgiven.
但是我们这个人罪得到赦免，我们这个人是一个空的。
After we were saved, this person is an emptiness.
当亚当神吹一口气的时候，它里面形成了一个殿。
And then when God breathed in the spirit into Adam, he becomes a temple.
哥林多前书六章十九节这么说：岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19, it says, Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
所以当神吹了他的圣灵在亚当的里面，亚当里面形成了一个殿。
When God breathed in His Spirit into Adam, so Adam became a temple.
所以神就住在我们这个殿中。
And God dwells in that temple.
因此圣经称亚当为属灵的活人。
So the Bible calls Adam a living soul.
很可惜的一件事是，在创世纪二章三章，亚当夏娃被逆神，他们这不听神的命令的时候，他们失去了一切。
Unfortunately, in the Genesis book chapter 2 and 3, when Adam and Eve they sinned against God and they lost everything.
所以神离开了这个殿。
So God departed from that temple.
所以我们的人在我们弟兄姊妹你得救之前，在旧人里，我们没有神的性情，没有神的所至，没有神的所有。
In our old flesh, before we were saved, there is no God and His character and who He is within us.
在亚当里，我们就是一个罪人。
In Adam, we are sinners.
你对这件事一点办法都没有。
There's no way we can do. There's nothing we can do.
现在主耶稣他是赎罪的羔羊，罪案得到赦免，罪案得到对付。
Now Yeshua, He is the Lamb of God, and now the sins are dealt with.
但是我们这个人是空的。
But our this temple is empty.
只是罪得到赦。
Only the sins are forgiven.
所以使徒约翰他再继续讲下去，在约翰福音一章三十三节，他继续说。
So Yohanan in chapter 1:33, he continues says.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。”
Verse 3, I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descendant and remain is the one who baptized with the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣救赎的第二个部分，他用圣灵为我们施洗。
So the second part of the Lord's ministry is He will baptize us by Holy Spirit.
因此，神又住在我们这个殿中。
And therefore, God dwells in this temple.
所以，因为圣灵的内住，神赐给我们永生。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, God gives us eternal life.
这个永生，从圣经的角度来看，就是基督的生命。
This eternal life, in the perspective of Bible, that is the life of the Messiah.
这主耶稣救赎的第二个层面。
That is the second aspect of his ministry. Of his redemption.
亚当、夏娃所失落的，今天在基督里，神都恢复。
Therefore, everything that Adam and Eve lost and now is recovered in God.
因此，我们有神的信心，我们有他的所事，我们有他的所有。
Therefore, we have the character of God and we have who He is within us.
使徒彼得称他这个是一个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，这存留在天上的基业。
That is why the Peter says this is uncorruptible, undefiled, unfadable, and reserved in heaven for us. It's the inheritance.
所以我们这个人成了神的殿。
That's why we are the temple of God.
所以彼得在他的执事、他所服侍的这些弟兄姊妹当中，他还规劝我们。
So that's why Peter beseeched the brothers and sisters that what he served, whom he served.
这彼得前书第二章第五节。
In Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Yeshua Messiah.
所以在这主的受难跟主的复活里面，神做了一个很重要的工作。
In the suffering and the resurrection of the Lord, God has done a very important thing.
我们的神在那个地方了结的旧造，重新的新造。
God ended old creation and He started new creation.
这是多么宝贵的启示！我们今天，我们来庆祝主的受难，我们来庆祝主他的复活。
That is so precious. So today we remember the death of the Lord on the cross and we celebrate His resurrection.
因为在这个地方，我们的神做了一件事情，他了结了旧造，重新的新造。
Because our God has done a great thing, He has ended the old creation and He started new creation.
所以他了结了旧人，重新给我们新人的时期。
So He ended the old human race and then He started a new creation.
所以把一件事情，我们本来在亚当里，今天我们是在基督里。
We were in Adam, now we are in Messiah.
所以今天因为这件事实的改变，因为我们这个地位的改变。
Because the fact changed, because our position changed.
我们这个人就像刚刚我们那里所读到《哥林多前书》六章十九节，我们成了圣灵的殿。
So it's like First Peter, no, the First Corinthians talking about we become the a holy temple.
从个人的角度来看，我们成了圣灵的殿。
And then so we are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
彼得在这个地方他讲到，不只是我们个人成为圣灵的殿。
Not only Peter is talking about we become the temple of the Holy Spirit individually.
彼得他说，我们众人在一起就是神的殿。
And Peter talking about all us together is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天在这个地方，我们就是神的殿。
We're here today. We are the temple of God.
在希伯来文里面，殿跟家是同一个字。
In Hebrew, the word temple and house or family is the same word.
我们是神的殿，也就是我们是神的家。
We are the temple of God, which is we are the household of God.
宇宙万有之间，神只有一个永远的旨意。
In the universe, God only have one heart desire.
在我们的聚会主日的讲台，我们在不管是任何特会的讲台，你都知道神有一个永远的旨意。
In the podium, all the sermons is talking about God has eternal desire.
这件事情在神的心意中摆在最重要的一个地位。
This is most important in God's heart.
神要借着他的儿子耶稣基督开始一个新造。
Through his son, Yeshua Messiah, he will start a new creation.
所以使徒彼得他说我们今天就是神的殿。
So that's why Peter says we are the temple of God today.
神国度的彰显今天在地上就是教会。
The manifestation of God's kingdom on the earth is the church.
不管你怎么去想它，
No matter how do you interpret it,
神国度的彰显在今天就是教会。
The manifestation of God's kingdom is the church today.
人要看神的国度，就在教会中来看神的国度。
If people want to see the kingdom of God, they need to come to church to see.
教会失败，神就蒙羞。
If the church fails, that we put shame to our God.
教会刚强，神就得荣耀。
If the church is strong, God will receive glory.
因此，彼得在那个艰难要到来之前，对这些圣徒们，他有很深的语重心长的话。
Before the great tribulation, Peter has this encouragement for the church.
他说：“我们都像那活石。”
He said, "We are all is the living stone."
过去的圣殿是用这些石头建造起来的。
The temple before is built by the rocks.
他说：“我们这些。”神的灵住在我们这殿中的人，我们构成了教会。
The people which is us, that we have the living, we have the spirit of the God living in us, and we will build the church. We are the body of the church.
因此，如果我们刚强，我们被建造起来，这里就建造成为一个属灵的殿。
Therefore, if we are strong and we were building up together, it is a spiritual temple.
这是这里所说的灵宫，它原文就是属灵的殿。
This is about and he's the spirit work, which is the spiritual temple.
在殿中自然就有祭司。
If you are there is a temple, there are priests.
既然有祭司，就有奉献。
If there is a priest, there will be offering.
有奉献，就有神的家。
If there is an offering there, there will be a temple of God.
所以彼得前书四章七到十一节。
So in the first Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. Okay, hold on.
所以在那个时刻，彼得他说啊。
So Peter says,
在这个时刻里面。他要走主所量给他的道路了。
He said, "I have to walk what the Lord measures me."
所以他说了非常语重心长的话。
So this is very important words he's given.
我把它念一遍，然后姊妹来翻译。万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是切实彼此相爱。因为爱能遮掩许多的罪，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，按照神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督的荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 7 to
11.
7 to 11. Okay. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and then discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain consultant love for one another, for love covers multiple of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining, like a good steward of manifold grace of God. Serve one another with whatever gifts each of you have received. Whoever speaks must do as one speaking to the very word of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Yeshua Messiah. To him belong to the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
所以神在他勇士的旨意里头, 他呼召得胜者。
In God's eternal purpose, He's calling overcomers.
他呼召那余民,
He called the remnants.
神就是要得到一般的胜者。
God will receive overcomers.
使徒彼得非常的清楚这一点。
Apostle Peter knows it clearly.
教会的得胜就是主的得胜。
And then the victory of the church is the victory of the Lord.
教会的失败就是主的蒙羞。
The failure of the church, it is the shame of the Lord.
所以彼得在他执事的终结，他说，我们要做个得胜者。
So at the end of Peter's ministry, he calls us to be the overcomers.
他在这个地方激励我们做一个得胜者。
He encouraged to be the overcomers.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
2000年来的教会,
and through church history in the 2000 years,
迫害从来没有打倒基督徒,
the persecution will never defeat Christians.
是什么事情打倒了基督徒?
And what make the Christians be defeated?
打倒基督徒的是我们自己。
It is ourselves.
罗马跟犹太教可以迫害基督徒300年。
It is 300 that the Romans and they persecuted the church for 300 years.
罗马把我们送到狮子口竞技场。
The Romans put the Christians into the Colosseum and then into the mouth of the lion.
甚至绑在柱子上用火来烧。
Even and put them on the pillar and then burn them to death.
300年,
over 300 years.
主的工作没有失败。
God, the Lord's work never failed.
300年之后, 罗马的皇帝君士坦丁信了耶稣。
300 years later, the Romans, the king, Constantine.
皇太后先信了耶稣，然后君士坦丁也信了耶稣。
His mother converted to they call Christ, and then the Constantine.
是什么让罗马屈服的？
What makes the Romans bow?
所以罗马他们看见一件事情，很奇妙一件事情，在这些迫害的当中。 不管是在狮子洞，不管是在竞技场。
So the Romans see one thing, no matter is the Colosseum or is the lion's den.
基督徒微笑的接受这些迫害。
The Christians accept those.
2000年来迫害从来没有打倒基督徒。
Through 2000 years, all these persecutions never defeated Christians.
在非洲有多少的宣教士将一生的时间奉献在主的手中？
All the ministries in Africa, they just died, or many of them died.
那些民族，那些人，他们用非常残酷的方法对付宣教士。
They killed those ministers by very crucial way.
但是这些弟兄姊妹，他们花了很多人花了很多的时间，学了当地的语言，把圣经翻成当地的语言。
So many brothers and sisters, they spend a lot of time. They learn their local language and then translate Bible into the local language.
今天非洲有50%人，他们宣称他们有基督的信仰。
About 50% of the population in Africa, they declare they are Christians.
迫害从来没有打倒过基督徒。
Persecution had never defeated Christians.
什么事情打倒了我们？
But what that has failed?
我们自己的问题打倒了。
It's ourselves.
是我们的失败。2000年来教会的荒凉就出在这个地方。
It is our failures, so that is the desolation, situation of the church caused this.
所以彼得他说啊，我们要做个得胜。
That's why Peter says we need to be the overcomers.
所以保罗他这么讲，他说打该打的仗，跑该跑的路，将所信的道持守，直到主来的日子。
So that's why Paul says we have to fight a good fight, run the race until the day of the Lord's return.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
There'll be a glorious crown reserved for me.
使徒们都知道一件事情，神永远的旨意。
All the saints know one thing, that is the eternal purpose of God.
神呼召得胜者。
God calls overcomers.
这是我们今天信息的第一个部分。
That's the first part of our message today.
今天我们来讲信息的第二部分，我们怎么做
？A second part is how do we do?
请打开以斯拉记，请弟兄姊妹打开以斯拉记第一章第五节。
The book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 5.
所以犹太人他们被掳，基本上。
So the Jews were captured. They all take to Babel.
就像我们的失败。
It's like our failures.
我们失败在巴比伦。
We failed in Babel.
所以经过了70年的日子。
After 70 years,
以斯拉记载了犹太人从巴比伦的归回。
Ezra recorded the returning.From Babel.
所以今天我们如果要来谈神在我们当中复兴的工作
If we're talking about revival work of the Lord for us
神复兴的工作就是回到耶路撒冷
His revival work is for us to return Jerusalem
神要我们离开巴比伦回到耶路撒冷
God wants us to depart Babel and return to Jerusalem.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
以斯拉记一章五节。
Ezra chapter 1 verse 5, sorry.
所以这里讲到，于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
Then the head of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, the priests and all the Levites, with all those spirits who God has moved, arose to go up and build the house of Jehovah, which is Jerusalem. So God wants us to go back to Jerusalem.
被神的心激励的这一些人我们要回到耶路撒冷。
For those whose spirit God has moved, we need return to Jerusalem.
神要以色列人离开巴比伦，回到耶路撒冷。
God wants the Israelites leave Babel and return to Jerusalem.
神对我们每个基督徒的呼召完全一样。
God has the same calling to each one of the Christians.
在这个属灵的原则上没有差别。
There is no difference in this spiritual principle.
我们的失败就是巴比伦。
Our failure is in Babel.
我们必须回归耶路撒冷。
We have to return to Jerusalem.
那是神所要的。
That is what God wants.
所以在这个地方，我们来看，当所罗巴伯从这祭司耶稣亚和这些祭司们回到耶路撒冷。
So let us take a look on when the priest Yeshua with Zerubbabel when they return to Jerusalem.
我们看以斯拉记第三章。
Let's see Ezra chapter 3.
以斯拉记三章第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。耶萨达的儿子耶稣雅和他的弟兄众祭司，并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄都起来，建筑以色列神的坛，要照神人摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。
And when the seventh month has come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Yeshua, the son of Yozadak, and his brethren, and the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, arose and built the altar of God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it written in the Torah of Moshe, the man of God. So Yeshua and Zerubbabel, they all knew this.
神所有的荣耀在这个圣殿。
All the glory of God is in the temple.
要建造圣殿，第一个必须建造祭坛。
The first thing, if you build a temple, you have to build the altar.
有祭坛才有献祭，有献祭才有圣殿。
There has to be the altar, then offer. If there is the offer, and then the temple.
犹太人有七十年的时间，没有圣殿，没有献祭，没有祭坛。
The Jews has no temple, no burn of, no offering, and no altar for 70 years.
今天我们要回耶路撒冷，第一件事情，我们就是要建造圣殿。
Today, if we want to return to Jerusalem, the first thing is we have to build altar.
所以你要建造圣殿，圣经整个的原则从来没有改变。
If we want to build the temple, the principle in the Bible is never changed.
重建祭坛，恢复献祭，才有圣殿。
To rebuild the altar, to recover the offering and the temple.
所以这个地方，所罗巴伯和这耶稣雅这些祭司们，他们知道一件事情。So
Zerubbabel, Yeshua, and all the priests, they know this one thing.
最重要的一件事情，我们的目标是要建造圣殿。The
most important is to build the temple.
但是没有祭坛，就没有圣殿。
Without the altar, there is no temple.
没有献祭，就没有圣殿。If
there is no offering, there is no temple.
所以他们的眼光是对的。So
they have the correct perspective.
所以你看他们在这个地方做的第一件事情是什么？So
what is the first thing they did?
就是筑坛献祭。It's
to build the altar and then to offer burnt offerings.
在整本圣经里面，这一个原则从来没有改变。There's
never been in any change in the Bible about this part.
我们人跟神之间的沟通，the
communication between man and God.
起自祭坛。It
started at the altar.
起自祭坛上的献祭。It
is the offering on the altar.
而且这个地方。 他们很清楚，神要的是燔祭。
And they very clearly to know that God wants the burnt offerings.
利未记有五个祭，可是神要的是那一个燔祭。
There are five offerings in the book of Leviticus, but God wants the burnt offering.
我们待会解释一下为什么是燔祭。
And then I will explain it later why God wants the burnt offerings.
他们在这里献上的第一个祭。
The first sacrifice they offer is the burnt offerings.
你看，在创世纪里头，亚伯拉罕他的历史。
An example in the Genesis, from Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他每到一个地方搭棚。
Whenever Abraham go to build a tent,
他就建立祭坛。
And he will build an altar.
这个原则从来没有改。
This principle has never changed.
挪亚走出方舟第一件事情就是建立祭坛。
The first thing that Noah did after he stepped out of the ark was to build an altar.
所以保罗他说的，在这个罗马书从第一章到第八章。
Oh, so that Paul in Book of Romans from chapter 1 to 8.
他说我们因信称义承认得荣耀的过程。
And then it's the process for us to be justified by faith, and we will be sanctified, and then. Glorified.
那谈到以色列
talking about Israel.
到十二章，他谈我们怎么做。
In the chapter 12, he talked about how do we do.
圣经的原则都一样。
And it's the same principle in the Bible.
我们先讲真理，接着我们谈实行。
We talk about the truth first, and then is how to realize.
罗马书一章到八章是真理。
So, Romans chapter 1 to 8 is talking about the truth.
所以是因信称义承认得荣耀的过程。
That's the process to be justified and sanctified and glorified.
但保罗他谈到我们的实行。
When Paul talking about the realization,
罗马书十二章他说什么？
What is he mentioned in chapter 12 verse 1?
将身体献上成为活祭。
And then offer your body as a living sacrifice.
我们的神就是要这一个祭。
That's what our God wants. Our God wants.
所以不管是在历史上，不管是保罗，都一样。
No matter in the histories, no matter what Paul mentioned, they're all the same.
属灵的复兴起自祭坛。
So the revival, the spiritual revival started from the altar.
而且这个祭坛所献的祭。神所要的是燔祭。
And the sacrifice on this altar is the burnt offering. That's what God wants.
所以以色列人失败是失败，他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们的属灵的看见是清楚的。
Even the Israelites they failed, but they have the clear vision when they return back to Jerusalem.
目标在建造圣殿。
Their purpose is to build the temple.
但是步骤在来讲，第一个就是要恢复祭坛。
But the process is the first step is to recover, to rebuild the altar.
恢复祭坛第一件事就是献燔祭。
And then after to rebuild the build the altar, and the first thing is to offer burnt offerings.
而且他们做的非常彻底。
And then they did it thoroughly.
这是。犹太人他们七十年被掳之后，他们的一个复兴。
That is a revival after they were captive for 70 years.
有意象，也有工作。
They have revelation, they have the deeds.
意象带领他们的工作。
The revelation leads their work.
而他们做得彻底。
And then they did it thoroughly.
你看他第三节，在以斯拉都。以斯拉记三章三节。
In the book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 3.
他们在原有的根基上筑坛，就是圣殿的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。
Book of Ezra, book chapter 3, verse 3.Though fear had come upon them because of the people of those. Oh, no. Okay. Chapter
3, verse 3.
Verse 3. I think I did right, right?
Is that
Sandal? Oh, okay, so I did wrong. Okay. They set up the altar on its foundation because they were the threat of the neighbor people, and they offered burnt offerings upon it to Jehovah morning and evening, yes.
所以他们在那个地方向耶和华早晚献燔祭。
So they offered burnt offerings to Jehovah both mornings and evenings.
第四节。
verse 4.
又照律法上书上所写的守祝棚节按素照例献每日所彰显的燔祭。
They also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered daily burnt offerings in the number required by the ordinance for each day.
所以他们献的燔祭是每日的燔祭。
Their burnt offering is the daily offerings.
第五节。
Verse 5.
其后献常献的燔祭，并在耶和华的一切圣洁献祭，向耶和华献个人的甘心祭。
Afterwards, they offered regular burnt offerings, and those, and then everybody who was willingly to offer a free will offering to Jehovah.
所以他们的意象跟他们的建造是非常清楚。
So the revelation in their work very clear.
这是神祝福他们的原因。
And that is the reason why God blessed them.
先是这个所罗巴伯。接着是以斯拉。
First is the Zerubbabel, and then is Ezra.
他们的目标就是要重建圣殿。
Their purpose is to rebuild the temple.
所以你看他们对这个燔祭，他们怎么做
？And then now we see how did they do to offer the burnt offerings.
如果神复兴以色列人，就是从祭坛、从燔祭开始。
God revived Israel. It started from the burnt offering and from the altar.
今天神要复兴我们基督徒，要从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
God wants to revive us from Babel to Jerusalem.
原则没有改变。
It's the same principle.
先筑坛。
Build the altar first.
献燔祭。
And then offer.The burnt offering.
所以你把三节、四节、五节合在一起来看。
If you put all the verse 3 to 5 together,
他们的燔祭是早晚的燔祭。
Their burnt offering is in the morning and evenings.
他们是每日的燔祭。
And it's daily burnt offerings.
他们是常献的燔祭。
And it's the regular burnt offerings.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我知道我们弟兄姊妹有心要跟随主。
I know, brothers and sisters, we want to serve the Lord, follow Him, wants to become an overcomer.
我们对神的工作要敏锐。
We have to be sensitive of God's work.
我们的问题在祭坛与燔祭。
And then our problem is about the altar and then the burnt offering.
犹太人的问题在祭坛与燔祭。
And so do the Jews, their problem is on the altar and the offering.
今天我们的问题在祭坛与燔祭。
Our problems today is of the altars and the burnt offerings.
早晚的燔祭，每日的燔祭，常献的燔祭。
Burnt offerings in the mornings and the evenings, and the daily offerings and the regular burnt offerings.
2000年来教会的荒凉。
The 2,000 years of desolation of the church.
教会的问题。
The church problems.
教会真正的问题。
Our true problems.
就出在这个地方。
That is where it is.
我们有心要去耶路撒冷。
We have the willing to go to Jerusalem.
我们要建造圣殿。
We want to build a temple.
但是。我们有多少的时候真正是这是一个祭坛跟燔祭的问题
But how many times we have the problem with the altar and the burnt offering?
这是我们今天问题的所在
That is the key problems that we have today
也是我们今天要建筑圣殿唯一之路
That is the only way that we can build the temple
这是唯一神指示我们的道路。
That is the only way that the Lord tells us.
现在我们来看什么叫燔祭。
Now let's talk about what is called burnt offerings.
亚伯拉罕献以撒，他所献的就是燔祭。
When Abraham sacrificed Isaac, that is a burnt offering.
是一个完全献上的燔祭。
That is a complete, burnt sacrifice.
我们的神他是全知全能全丰全足的神。
Our God is all omnipotent God.
但是我们的神他这么讲。
But our God says.
他对亚伯拉罕他不知道，不知道亚伯拉罕他会怎样。
神不知道亚伯拉罕
会怎样。
God doesn't know what will happen to Abraham.
但是当亚伯拉罕他献以撒的时候
，But when Abraham offered Isaac,
耶和华说我知道。
Then Jehovah says, I know.
我知道你亚伯拉罕的心。
I know your heart, Abraham.
因为神就要这个燔祭。
Because that's what God wants is the burnt offering.
亚伯罕就是因为这样子被神得到。
Because of Abraham offered the burnt offerings, that's why God is received him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个燔祭的问题。
That is the matter of the burnt offering.
所以我们今天来谈施行。
And now it's talking about the realization.
我们今天来谈我们要建造圣殿。
We're talking about to build the temple.
我们今天来谈我们要建造神的家。
That's talking about to build the temple of God, the house of God.
神要你我的燔祭。
God wants the burnt offering from you and from me.
到底什么是燔祭？
What is the burnt sacrifice?
利未记一章第九节。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 1, verse 9.
利未记一章九节，他这么讲哈：但燔祭的脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就要把一切全烧在坛上，当作燔祭，献耶和华为馨香的火祭。
But he should wash his entrails and its leg with water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, and all.An offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to Yehovah.
燔祭有一个特征。
There is a characteristic of the burnt offering.
是全然献上。
You have to burn it all.
全然献上。
You have to burn all of it.
我们再看利未记第六章。
Let's see the book of Leviticus.
来看谈有关燔祭。
We're talking about the burnt offering.
利未记六章第九节
，Chapter 6 verse 9，
你要吩咐亚伦和他的子孙说，燔祭的条例乃是这样：燔祭要放在坛的柴上，从晚上到天亮，坛上的火要常常烧着。
Command Aaron and his sons says, "This is the law of the burnt offerings. The burnt offerings shall be on the heart upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall."Be kept burning on it.
所以燔祭的第二个特色。
The second characteristics of the burnt offering is
燔祭的火不灭。
The fire of the burnt offering shall be kept on.
然后我们看第十二节和十三节，利未记六章十二节和十三节。
Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12 and 13.
坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭司要每日在早晨，让每日早晨在上面烧柴，并把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭牲的脂油。十三节，在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。
And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, and it shall not be put out.And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offerings in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. And the fire shall always be burnt on the altar and it shall never go out. So the fire of the burnt offering shall never be put out. That's the three characteristics of the burnt offering. You have to burn it all.
常常烧着
and you have to, the fire has to keep on.
燔祭的火不灭
and the fire will never be put out.
这是两千年来教会的问题
That is 2,000 years of history of the church.
所以我们看，当我们真的能够这样子来做的时候，你看， 以斯拉记第三章。
When we truly do so, let's look at the book of Ezra, chapter 3.
第三章第八节。
Verse 8.
这以斯拉记三章八节他这么讲，百姓到了耶路撒冷神殿的地方，第二年二月，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯、耶撒达的儿子耶稣雅和其余的弟兄，就是祭司利未人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都兴工建造，又派利未人从二十岁以外的督理建造耶和华殿的工作。
Ezra chapter 3 verse 8. In the second year after their arrival at the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel and Yeshua one of Jozadak made a beginning together with the rest of their people, the priests and the Levites and all who have come to Jerusalem from the captivity. They appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to have the overseeing of the work of the house of Jehovah.
所以当他们重新建造祭坛,
So when they rebuilt the altar,
他们有早晚的燔祭,
They have the burnt offering morning and evening.
他们有常常的燔祭,
They have the regular burnt offering.
他们有每日的燔祭,
They have daily burnt offering.
神就祝福他们。
God bless them.
你知道他们这个历史？你知道他们在那个时候以色列人回来建造圣殿的历史？
We know this is the example when they go back to Jerusalem to build the temple.
有多少的难处
？And they have a lot of difficulties.
虽然但以理已经看到这被掳是七十年。
Even though Daniel already prophesied their captivity will be 70 years.
但是他们回到耶路撒冷是有很多难处。
There are a lot of difficulties when they go back to Jerusalem.
但是神有办法带他们克服这些难处。
But God has led them to overcome all this.
神祝福他们圣殿的重建。
And God blessed them because they rebuilt the temple.
根基都在于重建祭坛。重现燔祭。
The foundation is to rebuild the temple, rebuild the altar, and the burnt offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们做个总结。
And let's summarize, brothers and sisters.
所以今天我们来谈彼得他所说的哈。
When we talk about what Peter talk about.
所以彼得说，我们像活石。
The Peter says we are the living stones.
神住在我们这个殿里面。
God dwells among this temple.
我们这些有神的殿在我们里面的人，我们构成的教会。
And the people who has the temple of God among us, in us, we are the church.
我们构成的那个圣殿。
That is the temple.
所以，这彼得他就说了，我们像活石，建造成为属灵的殿。
That's what Peter says. We are the living stone to build the spiritual house.
所以他说这是在这个地方做圣洁的祭司。
So we are the holy priesthood.
借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And then we are offered spiritual offerings through Yeshua Messiah.
这也是彼得前
and his resurrection.
前书二章五节。
That is from the Peter chapter 2 verse
2. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在来庆祝主耶稣他的受难。和他的复活。
So we celebrate the Lord's suffering and His resurrection today.
这是神要我们走的路。
That is the way that the Lord wants us to walk on.
彼得知道。
Peter knew.
保罗也知道。
Paul knew.
犹太人他们也知道。
All the Jews knew.
现在问题是，我们必须知道。
The question is, we need to know.
我们是不是真的能够献这燔祭
？And do we truly can offer this burnt offering.
现在不是我们有没有听讲道的问题。
It is not about you know the message or what.
我们讲道听了很多。
We hear many messages.
我们信息听了很多。
We hear many sermons.
我们培训也很多。
We had many trainings.
问题出在什么地方？
What's the problem?
我们是不是献燔祭？
is do we offer burnt offering?
我们有太多的事情把我们这个人切割。
We have so many things cut us off from the Lord by.
我们到底有多少是燔祭？
And how many parts is the burnt offering from us?
燔祭要全然的献上。
We have to burn it all as a burnt offering.
燔祭要常常的献。
You have to offer regularly.
燔祭的火不灭。
And the fire of the burnt offering will never be put out.
愿神来祝福他的教会。
May God bless His church.
愿神祝福我们每个弟兄姊妹。
May God bless each one of us.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
父神，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Father, we thank you for your grace.
在这早上这么宝贵的时间，我们一起来思想你在我们身上的工作。
In this precious morning, we're together to meditate your work and.
是你呼召我们从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
You call us return to Jerusalem from Babel.
是的，我们愿意建造圣殿。
Yes, we'd like to build the temple.
主啊，请你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
让我们真能够重建祭坛。
Let us truly rebuild. The altar.
我们能献上你所喜悦的燔祭。
And then to willingly to offer the burnt offering, which is to sacrifice, to satisfy you.
那早晚的燔祭。
And the morning and evening.
那每日的燔祭。
And daily.
让常常的燔祭。
And the regular offerings.
燔祭的火不灭。
And let the fire of the altar and of the burnt offering will never put out.
全然献上。
That is a complete sacrifice.
愿你在我们每个弟兄姊妹在教会中，你的旨意丰丰满满的成就。
May your heart desire, may your purpose will be accomplished at your church.
愿你复兴的火在我们中中燃烧。
May the fire of the revival will be burned among us.
愿你在我们当中复兴我们。
May you revive us.
颂赞荣耀尊贵权势。都归于作宝座的极高，像直到永远远。
All the glory and an honor and the power to the Lamb of God, forever and ever.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the victorious name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
Amen.